Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast, a women's basketball edition of the Cards Cast. Jeff Walls in this program, always a hot topic, as they're always making, it seems like always making chases and runs at the Final Four, doing so again this past season. Had some staff turnover. When you have success, other schools want your assistant coaches. They lost Sam Purcell, who got his first head coaching job. So congratulations to him, but you had to fill that role. And Jeff Wall stepped out and picked up Shea Robinson, an associate head coach at Ole Miss, is now on his staff at the University of Louisville.
Shea came at the, I guess, what was it, in late April, and literally I had a chance to chat with him. You'll hear it. Literally, they shipped. He went from Oxford. He had interviewed with Walls. Then he went back. He accepted the job. He went from Oxford on a Thursday night when it was announced, or Thursday afternoon or evening when it was announced, and flew. I can't remember where he was going. And there was a box of gear waiting for him at the hotel, and he went right to a gym on Friday morning. So it was like, hey, you got the job. Now let's go to work. So no, he second season at Ole Miss. He was also an assistant at Kansas and at Maryland. And I think for him, he's an Air Force vet. He's a skilled player development coach who worked with a bunch of kids down in the Florida area during his career. His military career is second to none. He's just done a lot of different things, not just in the women's game too. He served as assistant coach in men's basketball in Brevard County, Brevard Community College, back in 2009 and 2010. So this guy's got extensive background in a lot of different things. And I can tell you from spending some time with him, Michael, already, he's going to win people over in recruiting, and that's where you need it. He is a very good recruiter. He's got that track record, and it's going to just help Jeff Walls and his staff kind of continue what they've been doing. I'm not sure he's as kind of, and I say this in all loving fashion because I'm a huge Sam Purcell fan. I'm not sure as he's as crazy as Sam Purcell, and I mean crazy in a good way. You know, Sam is all over the place as far as being out there all the time. I'm like, do you ever sleep, guy? But Shea and Sam were good friends, and he actually recommended, I think, Shea for this job, and told him he needed to take this job. And so there's some similarities you see there. And when you put Shea with Stephanie Norman and JP and Jeff Walls and what they've got on that staff, and Beth Burns and what she does, it is, again, a five-star coaching staff for Jeff Walls and his crew.
Absolutely. I mean, when you look at his resume, and you kind of, you know, touched on it there. I mean, but this is a guy that's got experience in March. He's been to the Sweet 16, which is the 2015 Final Four. He's coached four players that have gone on to the WNBA, including two in the top 10. And as you mentioned, known to be a great recruiter as well, and has helped establish, you know, three different classes that have ranked in the top five. So, you know, Jeff Walls has got a guy that's going to come in. And as you talked about, I mean, Sam Purcell left some big shoes to fill. I mean, he did quite a bit for the program, but this is certainly a resume where this guy's had success in all the areas that you want when you're going to be joining a staff like Jeff Walls. So, certainly looks like a fantastic addition to women's basketball staff.
Yeah, it definitely is. And again, he's got a lot of different connections over the course of time. Just real quick to throw out one thing that I like I said, is an Air Force vet. During his military career, various medals that he won, the John Levito Award in 2002. He was also named Air Force Special Operations Command Post Controller of the Year in 2002 and 2003. He was honorably discharged in 2004, and then in 2007, he earned a Bachelor's of Science in Sports Fitness with a specialization in coaching theory from the University of Central Florida. So, Michael, this guy, he's got a lot. He also holds a Master's of Science and Athletic Administration from Nova Southeastern. So he really has a wide range and a big, huge background of a lot of things that help him or should help him be successful in this role at the University of Louisville. Here's my chance to spend some time. The first time you're going to hear from him, the new assistant coach to the University of Louisville women's basketball program, Shea Robinson.
Well, we're happy to be joined by new University of Louisville women's basketball assistant coach, Shea Robinson. And Shea, first of all, welcome to the Ville. Are you situated? You haven't been around long, and it's craziness around this town in this time of year.
Yeah, you know, first of all, thank you. Super excited about being a part of the Ville fam. So excited about the staff. Everybody's been A1. And it's just been an awesome experience so far.
What, you know, Shea, I guess let's start with the connection. Where, you know, why Louisville? How did that connection come? And I know Coach, when he announced it, talked just about, you know, your versatility, your versatile background. You've been places, you've done things, but where did the connection come with Louisville?
I think just, you know, speaking with Coach and having a professional, I guess you could say, relationship with him on the road during recruiting and watching from afar. I mean, I've always admired, you know, Coach Walls and his success. The way he does things is elite. It's different. Sometimes it's unconventional, but it's special, you know. And for him to take a program, you know, 15 years ago and turn it into what it's been consistently is you know, is something to is just a testament to his ability, not just as a coach, but as a leader, a manager, a CEO, and all of that. But, you know, speaking to him on the road, and then when I was at Maryland, we came in and played at the Yum Center a couple years back. And it was a crazy environment, man. It was crazy. You know, when you at those top tier programs, man, you used to those environments. But you know, and some of them are different. Some of them, it may be a lot of people, but it doesn't feel the same. You know what I mean? But that, I mean, that thing was rocking, man. It was a close game. It was intense. Single digit game. Hines Allen, Maisha was going crazy. You know how she is. She was straight energy as she is with the Mystics right now. You know, and I remember a big N1 down the stretch by us, man, and you know, connecting those dots. And then I was really, I'm really cool with Sam. You know, whose spot I took, and when Sam got the Mississippi State job, you know, eventually we had a conversation. He was like, "You should consider it." He said, "He asked me, would I?" I said, "Would I?" You know, I was like, absolutely, man. And that's kind of how the ball got rolling. And, you know, man, it's a blessing. Me and my wife are so excited, man. And I'm just ready to help, you know, continue this and see if we can elevate it even higher. You know what I mean? Because here it's all about, I mean, it's not just getting to the tournament. It's not Sweet 16s. It's not just Final Fours. But it's like getting that championship, which this university, Coach Walls and his staff and these players deserve. To hoist that trophy.
Shea, I guess let's start from the beginning. I mean, as an Air Force vet, and were you always did you always want to get into basketball? Did you always want to get into basketball coaching?
I really started out, you know, it wasn't even about, like, it wasn't basketball coaching. I had an urge to teach. But I didn't want to get stuck in a classroom per se. And basketball has always been a huge part of my life, you know. So my first cousin, who's like a brother to me, played basketball at NC State, you know. So when I was in the military, I would take leave to try and catch a lot of his games, you know, on the road and stuff like that when I was in the States. And then when I got out and separated, I found a program at Central Florida that was unique at the time. And specialization in coaching theory. Mm-hmm. And it was attached to the National Training Center up in Claremont, Florida. My professor, Dr. Jeff Duke, who created and runs the 3D Institute. I don't know if any, you can look it up. I think it's like 3dcoaching.com, 3D mm-hmm. Institute. He's the curator of that. He was my professor and still is a mentor of mine today. So by chance, man, I'm in class. at UCF, and I had started like volunteer coaching at a new local high school. And like I said, I love teaching, and I didn't want to get stuck in the classroom, and I love the game of basketball. And I started volunteer coaching once I got out, man. And when I was in class, one of the guys I sat next to was a family friend of D. Brown's that played for the Celtics back in the day. So he told me it was a crazy connection because he happened to be friends with D. Brown, family friends with D. Brown. Jeff Duke was a former assistant for Bobby Bowden at Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our classes was a facilities class where we had to design, as you were basketball, you had to design like a practice facility or a training facility. And D just happened to be opening a new facility in Orlando. I went to the grand opening. I met him. And I volunteered because I needed practicum hours, man. And it just, it took off from there.
Wow.
That's literally how it happened, you know. And you know, from volunteer coaching high school to coaching JUCO to, you know, going back to high school on the girls' side. At our facility, we ended up having a girls' AAU team starting at 10, 11 years old. And a lot of those girls went Power 5. Lexi is... She's actually playing with LA now.
Right.
When D hired me, man, it was crazy. He said, "Hey, Shay, could you be up here Friday around 1 o'clock?" And I was like, "Yeah." So I said, I went up, and he said, "I want you to train somebody for about an hour." And that was Lexi. Lexi was around 10 years old at the time.
Wow.
And I trained her for like an hour, and then we walked upstairs, and that's when he offered me a job as one of his trainers, man. I went from that to lead, you know, head trainer, lead instructor, assistant director, and me and DJ. That's when I first met Gannon Baker. Me and Gannon Baker were really close. So it just went from there, man. I've been blessed, you know, with connections, and I got the Kansas job because a big brother mentor of mine is Danny Manning.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
how
wow.
Crazy is that?
That is crazy. That is crazy. Well, I was going to say you went Kansas, Maryland, Ole Miss, and now Louisville. So you've been at, you know, you've been in big time conferences and programs and that kind of thing. That has to help. You know, I mean, obviously that's what Jeff. Another thing that Jeff saw from you, so that has to help you in this job, doesn't it? And as far as the connections and recruiting, because you've been in all the conferences.
Oh yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, it's one good thing about working, you know, at those different places and being located in different spots in the country is, you know, being able to tap into and having great relationships with players from, I mean, and coaches from West Coast to East Coast, you know, North to South, you know, so. That's something that was cool because when the news got dropped, I was getting hit from everybody. You know what I mean? Being happy and excited, you know, for me, for the program, and things like that. And I think, too, like, understanding, you know, what wins at a championship level.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Like, what wins? You know, what sustains success versus giving you just being a white-hot spot? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tell people all the time, there's a difference between having a successful moment and being successful, you know, and that looks a certain way. That's cut from a certain cloth. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
And but yeah, man, it's definitely my stops along the way have definitely helped me. And I think it was huge. Like you said, you alluded to, it was huge. I think for Coach Walls when making a decision to bring me on.
How much does a military background play a factor into your career now?
A lot, because it's all about approach. You know, I talk about approach a lot with the players because, you know, any great entity in when you're talking Air Force, right?
Right.
When you're in the military. Anything great is all about approach, right? The mentality before the task is crucial. The mentality when something goes awry, you know, what is their response? Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Which right. is another approach to what just happened. Right. You know, so yeah, man, that military experiences, you know, from peacetime to being involved with 9/11 and then doing three tours, you know, post 9/11. I mean, I tap into that stuff a lot, and it's a lot of lessons that correlate that I use, because at the end of the day, we just bring life into that 94x50.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, so yeah, definitely tap into it. And it's funny because the players, once they know what I've done, they'll be like, go, so hold up. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
You know, so yeah, it's all kind of the things that I tap into, you know what I mean, with my military experience. Absolutely.
Coach, I know you haven't been around much and haven't been around long. You did. I think you got thrown in the first, I think you got hired or official, and then boom, you went right on the road recruiting. What was the reception, or has, and I know you guys have another weekend coming up. What's the reception been like? Because you do have a ton of connections out there in the basketball world. What's the reception been like?
It's been great, man. I mean, you know, it's funny you say that. Boom. Like, I literally flew to Virginia and got to the hotel, and they had overnighted me some gear to put on the next morning to walk in the gym.
I would say you had been to Louisville, like, maybe to meet Walls. But other than that, you probably hadn't been – you weren't officially hired and been in Louisville before you went on the road recruiting, correct?
Yes, I was hired the day prior.
Okay, yeah. So you went.
So but like right. my first day, actual day, was the day I walked in the gym. Because it was funny. Because everybody I was walking in, they was like, it was all love. I mean, everybody, right. man, that I ran into was so excited and happy for me. And they was like, man, look, Louisville? And they was like, yo, that's a hell of a move. You know what I mean? That's a big time move. So, I mean, people were happy for me, man. They're excited about me being a part. You know, they're excited about what I can bring. You know what I mean? And then on the flip side, too, my wife and I are excited about being a part of. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, but it's been all love, man. You know, people have been telling me how much I'm a love Coach Walls and how he manages his staff and his program, you know, and his players. And he just lets people do their thing and lets people be great. Right. You know what I mean? There's a heavy amount of accountability, you know, transparency and honesty. But, you know, but that's what's needed to grow, you know. So, man, it's been great all around, man. I got a lot of love, man. A lot of love. People still hitting me now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's been great, man.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Again, thank you to Shay Robbins and the latest addition to Jeff Walls' coaching staff for the University of Louisville Women's Basketball Program. Excited for what he's bringing, as you can hear, excited for the job as well. Plenty of great guests lately on the Cards Cast. We'll have plenty more to come. I mean, some of our recent guests have included new athletic director Josh Hurd, men's basketball head coach Kenny Payne. This week we heard from Malik Cunningham, Amari Huggins-Bruce, also from the new football chief of staff Mark Spear joining the Cardcast as well. If you missed any of those, you can go up to the top of the Cardinal Authority, click on podcast, and you can scroll through the lengthy list of podcasts that we've had. Some great guests, some great discussions, and again, plenty more to come. Appreciate everybody that has subscribed, whether it's listening through Cardinal Authority or on your favorite podcast outlet, be it on Spotify or through Apple or whatever the case may be. Appreciate you joining us here on the Cards Cast. So keep an eye out for more Cards Casts to come. For Jody Demling, I am Michael McCammon, and this has been the Cards Cast.
Greetings, Fantasy Warriors. I'm Heath Cummings, your guide to fantasy dominance on FFT Dynasty. Join me this offseason where mock drafts become epic showdowns and every pick shapes your legacy.
If I was Adam, with the team that he's built, Will Levis makes so much more sense.
And that's not all. We're peeling back the curtain on the future with our exclusive 2024 NFL Draft Prospect Profiles. Uncover hidden gems that'll elevate your roster to legendary status.
Puka Nacua. After Cooper Kupp, we really have no idea who's going to get the targets.
Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina. Explosive speed is ridiculous.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a playbook for champions. Subscribe to FFT Dynasty now, and together, we'll conquer the fantasy football frontier. Your dynasty journey starts here.